sadly, the good stuff. And we'll see that what the definition of Rabbim is a machlokes, the definition of Mabali is a machlokes, the definition of Mechiz is a machlokes, but everyone agrees about Atu.
With that Hagdama, the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Osin Pasin, Daf Yud Zayin Mubeis, tells us about the innovation of Pasei Biros. Pasei Biros, for those of you who know what Erevin you encountered in Masechta Sukkah, Pasei Biros is a way to deal with the following problem, that in the time of Aliyah L'Regel, there would be water cisterns in the middle of the street, and there would be a need for increased water supply, and the animals would come and need to be irrigated from the cisterns in the middle of the street. But the street is the Rishus HaRabim, and there's no easy way of drawing the water from the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. So in order to solve the problem, there's an institution of Pasei Biros, which are these little one amma by one amma end mechitzos that are less than your standard size mechitzos. Machlokes tadam in the Mishnah, whether you need another one here or not. But the institution of these Pasei Biros allow you to irrigate during the time of Aliyah L'Regel your animals from the bore that was otherwise in the middle of a Rishus HaRabim. Parenthetically, Machlokes Rishonim, whether this heter Pasei Biros, it's not really our sugya at the moment to discuss the basis of it. Some of it, again, Machlokes Rishonim, has to do with what is considered a mechitza d'oraisa, whether pirtzei yesem yeser is a din d'oraisa or not, or whether omid ruba is. But be that as it may, machlokes rishonim whether this institution of Pasei Biros was a unique heter only for the time of Aliyah L'Regel, or was that a heter that existed in other times and places as well. So if you look at the Rambam, Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Lamed in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Lamed, the Rambam writes, Lo hi tiru hapasim ha'elu ela be'eretz Yisrael ulu v'hemas ole regalim bilvat. So the whole heter of Pasei Biros was unique to a certain time and place, unique to Eretz Yisrael during the period of Aliyah L'Regel v'hushi aber mayim chayim shel rabbim. According to the Rambam, there is no practical ramification of Pasei Biros b'zman hazeh. It was a unique takana that existed only at a certain time and place. Sam.
Just clarification on that, thank you for the comment. But yeah. that still means that it works on a deraisa level.
It may mean that it still works on a deraisa level, correct.
All right.
Okay. But practically speaking, there's no, according to the Rambam, there's no instance in which Pasei Biros, strictly speaking, is relevant as Manasa. There is a Lashon in Rashi, though, that sounds otherwise. If you look in Rashi, and Daf Kaf Aleph Amid Aleph, Rashi Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph Dibra Hamaskil Delo Shchichi Misifta. Rashi writes, so that 15 lines down, Upasei Biros Lo Hutru Ela Laole Regalim Ulechayote Behem. That the institution of Pasei Biros is only for Ole Regal and similar situations to Hoplin Dvar Mitzvah. Rashi seems to assume that the heter of Pasei Biros is not limited only to Ole Regalim, but theoretically could apply to other tzorech mitzvah situations as well. Bottom line, the halachos of Pasei Biros are not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, so presumably we follow the approach of the Rambam that it's not relevant b'zman hazeh. The reason we needed that 2-minute hakdama was to understand the context of the Mishnah Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, which is the sugya that will be our focus the next couple of chaburos. So the Mishnah begins, Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Haya Derech Rishus HaRabim Mafsakasan, Yisal Kena Litzdadim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if in a Pasei Biros situation, there is a Derech Rishus HaRabim that goes through the pasim, so there's a path, people walk through this area, so that you should put a detour sign and make sure that the people do not walk through the Pasei Birot, they should walk along the side. You should move the Derech Rishis HaRabim, the path that people use, outside of the Pasei Biros. The Chachamim Omrim Eino Tzarech. And the Chachamim say, there's no need for such a detour. Okay, so this is the Machlokas Tanoim. Whether we say Asur Rabim U Mevatle Mechista, do we say that if the Rabim walk through between the Pasim, the Pasim Biros, then that is Mevatel, the effect of the Mechitza around the Pasim Biros, and would compromise the Heter Tiltol that would otherwise allow you to draw water from the well on Shabbos? And the Chachamim say, Lo Asur Rabim Mevatle Mechista, you don't have to be concerned, even if people walk through that open space that constitutes the halachic mechitza, it doesn't compromise the integrity of the pasei biros, of the effective mechitza. Okay? That's the machlokas tanaim here, Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim. Now let's start the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, D'amri Tarvayu, Kan Hodiach HaKochan, Shel Mechitzas. So here you see the power of mechitzos. It sounds like according to Shitas Chachamim, the mechitzos here are so strong that even if people are walking between them, that doesn't compromise the integrity of the mechitzos. The Gemara says, Kan v'sfirle. So that line, Kan adiach hakochan shel mechitzos, this demonstrates the power of mechitzos, sounds like, and he holds that that demonstration, he holds that indeed, Lo asur rabim u'mevatle mechitza. The Gemara asks, "Va'amar Rabba bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim ilmalei dal sasen in olas balayla. Yerushalayim is not for the fact that its doors, its gates were locked at night. Chayavin alam mishum rishus harabim. You would have been chayiv mishum rishus harabim. That sounds like, in principle, asur rabim u'mevatle mechitza. The Gemara assumes that the problem of Yerushalayim Malad Neulos is that you have, even though you have walls around the city, but there are breaks in the walls, there are gates, and people walk through those gates, there's traffic. So if not for the fact that the gates were closed, that would constitute a problem of Asur Rabim Mevatle Mechitza and would compromise the Rishus HaYachid status of the city. Sigmar answers, you're right. Ella Kadmelos for your life. So must be Yochanan held that, nope, Rabbi Yochanan held Asur Rabim Mevatle Mechitza. That's why Yerushalayim in principle would have been there would be no Heter Tiltol in Yerushalayim if not for the Gelasos Ne'ulos Balayla. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Kan Adiach HaKochan Shel Mechitzos. He was simply making an observation that according to Shitas Chachamim, it's a pretty bold statement, but he doesn't hold of Shitas Chachamim LaHalacha. Okay? So far so good? The Tosfos here is bothered by the following kasha. Dibur maskil chayavin alem mishum rishus harabim. Imtamar kevan di maskinan di Rabbi Yochanan Savrle ki Rabbi Yehuda. So as we're going to see, or as we just saw, that the Gemara bottom line tells us that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that asur rabim v'atle mechitza. Because Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yochanan said, Kan v'lo sfirle, so Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that asur rabim u'mevatle mechitza, like that Tana in our Mishnah. Amai chayavin ala mishus harabim. So let's go back to Yerushalayim. Why is it that Yerushalayim, if not for Del Sesed and Olus Balayla, would have been a rishus harabim? Ha'isle shnei mechitzas d'oraisa. Don't we know otherwise? The Rebbe Yehuda holds shtei mechitzos d'oraisa. So according to Rebbe Yehuda is a balashita that asur rabim v'atle mechitza. And Rebbe Yehuda is a balashita that beis mechitzos d'oraisa. So very good. So you may have an opening in this gate, an opening in this gate that people are going to walk through.
But bottom line, I still have two solid mechitzas on either other side of the city, and those two mechitzas should be enough to constitute a rishus hayachid, the araisa, according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos is asking, anyway you slice it, why should this be a problem? Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, also Rabbi, very good. So you should also hold like Rabbi Yehuda that these mechitzas the araisa, and even if these two mechitzas on the side are compromised by the traffic through them, the other two mechitzas remain intact. Okay? That's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos answers, V'yesh lomar, Yerushalayim haisa mefuleshes me'arba tzadin. Tosfos says, no, it's a different picture. The picture is that Yerushalayim had four walls and had four openings at least, so that people would walk all the way north-south in and out of the city, and all the way east-west and out of the city.
Does it sound to the Lashon of Gemara that there was kind of only like two entrances? One was always sealed and like one was closed at night?
Well, with that sound, where do you say that?
It was in the previous.
And Malid also sent to Vilas Belayla, bless him, plural. So Tosa says, Yerushalayim haisa mefuleshes me'arba tzadin, v'chayavin alayim mishem eshes harabim. So Tosa could have stopped there. The Tosa doesn't. Tosa adds, la'omeid be'emsa ha'pilosh de'laka mechitza. And therefore, Yerushalayim is going to be a reshes harabim, where, for the person standing in the middle of the open area. And if someone's standing here, and any way he looks, you can see out of the city, and you're in the middle of a path that is traversed by rabbim coming in and out of the city. So in this area, that's going to be a rishus harabim. But, sounds like according to Tosfos, if you're standing over here, so even though there are four openings in each direction of the city, but you're still in the shelter of mechitzos, and the person standing here would not be considered to be standing b'rishus harabim. The Tosfos emphasizes it's only la'omei b'emsa pilish. Contrast that with the lashon of Balamor. Balamor here on the bottom of the riff. Balmor is bothered by the same kasha that Tosfos is bothered by. This is a different pagination than the standard of us. See if I can find it. Let's read it from here if you don't mind. So Balmor says that the situation in Yerushalayim was that people were traveling shesi v'arev, that people were weaving in and out at every point, at every entranceway to the city. V'lo haya ba afila mechitza achas, shelo hayu rabim bokin ba. And there wasn't even a single mechitza that people weren't traveling through. No emphasis in the Balamor of Omeid Be'emsa Pilush. Balamor just says that since people are traveling through every entrance in the city becomes a Rishus Harabim.
Do they also understand the Messiah is the same, not just where you're standing, but how people are traveling?
What do you mean?
According to the Tosfos, mm-hmm. language shows us it's dafka like that X, meaning it's two rows,
right.
And that's it. Mm-hmm. So if you think Shas Be'orev, it could just mean like there's multiple points throughout the city, that people are traveling through.
Both that's fine, but you through. don't get the impression of Al-Mor that you have to cheshbon whether in the particular point that you're standing, you can see out of the city in all four directions.
Right. I mean, like, it might be he's arguing Tosos on both ends of the Messias. Not just where you're standing, but also...
No, what seems to be, this is how it's a little clearer in the Mitzvah, we'll quote in a minute. Let me quote the Lashon Mitzvah first, and then we'll analyze. The Mitzvah is the following Lashon. Dibur Maskel Kan, here on Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph. Mevoes Yerushalayim din rishus harabim yesh lehem. The paths in Yerushalayim, the streets in Yerushalayim, the alleys in Yerushalayim had a status of rishus harabim. The islahu tazayin amma rochav. There were 16 amas wide, so we'll get to that discussion probably next time about whether the din of asarabim applies only if you have a road that's 16 amas wide. Hu derech l'shisharibo. And it had a population of 600,000 or access to 600,000. V'chein d'rachem mufulashin mufuvanin zuba mizrach v'zuba marav zuba tzavim v'zuba darim. There are roads going in on all four sides. Shezed din v'shus harabim v'vos ha-mufulashin. I'm skipping a little bit. D'os harabim v'vatli mechitza perish shelo sheyivatlu mechitzos shlemos shel tzavon v'darim. It doesn't mean d'os harabim v'vatli mechitza doesn't mean that it totally nullifies all the entire mechitza, the amai, ella shema piku. I'm sorry. So let set back. The first citation that I quoted from the Ritva was the Ritva's analysis of the Tosos, that you have roads in Yerushalayim that have the other criterion of rishus harabim, and there are roads that are going in all four directions. So those roads that are going in all four directions have the status of a rishus harabim. Then the Ritva himself says, here he's diverging from Tosos, and this sounds like it's what the Baal HaMor is getting at a little bit more explicitly. The Sefer Mereshis Moshe points out the Ritva in this context, Simon Lamed Beis and the Mereshis Moshe. So the Ritva writes, this is with his own sheet, not Tosos. What does Asur Rabbah mean? Lo sheyivatlu mechitzos shlemos shel tzafon v'darom damai. So here he's going back to the tzior. Well, actually, leave that for a second. Ela shemapilin mechitzos shebemizach umarav kevin shebokin behem tadir derech apsachim. So in his tzior, the traffic is going east-west and not north-south. So the north-south mechitzos are not affected. The east-west ones are. Uki'ilu ein sham pesach. And it's as if there is no opening in the mechitza. V'hayu prutzim b'milua. And rather, it's considered that it's paris b'milua, that it's all open. Meaning that where we say al-sirabim, even though what it appears as is that you have a mechitza, and then you have an opening in the mechitza where the rabbin can traverse. But the fact that the rabbin traversed that essentially nullifies the entire mechitza and makes that whole side considered halachically paris b'miluo as if it's all open. That seems to be the difference between Tosos and the Baal HaMor and the Ritva in the Baal HaMor account. According to Tosos, if Asur Rabim is only a problem for the people standing in the middle of the Pilush, so Asur Rabim just means that the area where people walk through, that part of the Mechitza is compromised, but the rest of the Mechitza that's still standing remains intact. According to the Baal HaMor and the Ritva, it sounds like the entire Mechitza, even the physically intact part, becomes halakhically invalid as if it's not there. So that seems to be if that's the position of Tosfos, that it's only a problem for those who are omid emsa hapilush, that's what the Ritva seems to not, at least the Chazanish thinks that, that that's more difficult to understand. Chazanish in Siman Kuf Zayin Ot Gimel. This requires what exactly the Nekuda Samachlokas is, we'll have to come back to. But in terms of outlining the Shitos, it does appear fairly explicit in Tosos that the problem of Asirabim is only going to affect those who are only the Emsah Pilush. And it does seem reasonably clear in the Balmor, and I think more clear in the Ritva, that Asirabim will actually compromise the entire Mechitza, even the area that's still physically intact. Avi.
Does that mean that according to Tosos, you could use the remaining segments of the wall that are not open to Pesach for another Eruv? Or is it according to the Balamor where you could not?
What do you mean for another Eruv?
Meaning, if you look at the diagram, so once you take the top right quadrant, those two wall segments, so you could draw, or you could build two Mechitzas halakhic.
Well, yeah, so if Beis Mechitza, again, we're talking about the Raisa level. So Beis Mechitza, we're not talking practically, but Tosis is assuming that within Rabbi Yehuda that Beis Mechitzas Daraisa, if a person is standing over here, so he's standing, then it's over.
Well, I'm just trying to understand how the svara of Tosis is compared to the Balamor. The Balamor says the entire Mechitza is above Delma.
Right.
According to the Balamor, there's nothing to use. You have to build new walls.
If you could build new walls. Correct. Theoretically. Okay. There is another approach. So the Balamor and Tosus are two variations on the same theme, which is that fundamentally within the Gemara's answer, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Beis Mechitzas Daraisa, and we're creating a tzir where even though Beis Mechitzas Daraisa, you don't have a Beis Mechitzas that are going to help you. According to the Ramban, when the Gemara answers the Ramban here in the Melchamos, and the Tosfos Rashi has this, the name of the Rash, the other Bali Tosfos quote this from the Sarmi Kotzi. So the Ramban and the Tosfos Rashi, quoting the Sarmi Kotzi, say no, that when the Gemara answers Kan Velo Sfirle, Rabbi Yochanan is holding like Rabbi Yehuda that Asur Rabim Vala Mechista, but Rabbi Yochanan disputes Rabbi Yehuda's position about Beis Mechitzas Daraisa. So Rabbi Yochanan could hold that Asur Rabim Vala Mechista, but Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa. So even if the tzir that we're talking about in Yerushalayim is where I have two solid walls and openings on only two sides, but once I compromise the integrity of those two Mechitzas, I'm left with two Mechitzas, in a Torah writing three Mechitzos, so it's still a Drishus Harabim. Then you don't have to come on to this Chiddush HaTosos of Omeid Be'emsa HaPilush. That's what the Ramban assumes, and that is the assumption of the Sarmi Kotzi quoted in the Tosos HaRash. Avi.
That still implies that the remaining areas of those walls that are breached are no longer there. Correct?
Not necessarily. It unplugs.
Otherwise, you have three walls.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Correct. Right. Meaning, right. Tosos is Shita, Dafkel Omid and Sapilish is a Chiddush. Tosos is forced to say that because of his Kasha within Shita Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha within Rabbi Yochanan. Correct. So if you're not forced to say that Chiddush that Tosos says, the default position would be that Asur Rabbim Vala Mechitza means that that whole Mechitza that whole mechitza is invalid. Correct.
Okay.
That's Tosus Chiddush, which Tosus is forced into because of the difficulty that's local to the sugya here. Correct. Okay. Good. Okay, so now let's go on to the Gemara. The Rabbi de Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi de Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. So we have in our Mishnah the Machlokas of Yehuda and Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Asur Rabim Vala Mechitza. According to Chachamim, Lo Asur Rabim Vala Mechitza. Now the Gemara is going to ask the Sfira, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. The Tanya, Yeser Al Kain Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Misha Hayulo Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidei Rishis Arabim. So a person has two houses on either side of the Rishis Arabim, and you want to be able to carry from one to the other. Also Lelechi Mikan, Velechi Mikan, O Kora Mikan, Vekora Mikan, Vinose Vinose in the Emsa. So you're allowed to put up a Lechi and or Kora on a third side, and that would allow you to carry from one side of the street to the other side of the street. That's where Yehuda says. Amrlo, Ein Ma'arvin, Rishis Arabim Kach. The Chacham responded, no, that is not a valid way of allowing for a heter tiltal in a Rishis Arabim. The Gemara says, Kasha de Behuda de Behuda, Kasha de Rabban de Rabban. The Behuda in our Mishnah says, Asu Rabim Avalim Mechitza. But if a Behuda really holds Asu Rabim Avalim Mechitza, then how does it work to make this third mechitza through Alechi the Korah? Isn't that going to be batel due to the traffic of the rabbin through the Rishis Harabim? You have Shnei Batim and Shnei Tzidei Rishis Harabim. So you have a house over here and a house over here. This is an aerial view. And then you want to carry one after another, so you make a Alechi or Korah, Alechi Korah Korah, to create a mechitza on this third side. But if you say Asur Rabim, are the Rabim going to be without the effect of that mechitza? So that's Kasha de Rehuda de Rehuda. And then Kasha de Rabbanan, because Rabbanan, our mission say Lo Asur Rabim v'al mechitza. And here the Rabbanan in arguing Rehuda seems to be saying Asur Rabim v'al mechitza, that the Rabim ain't Marvin Rishis Rabim Mekah. The Rabim are going to nullify the effect of that mechitza through their traffic. Good. The great answer is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, lo kasha, hasam deika shtei mechitzas malyasa, hachaleka shtei mechitzas malyasa. The Gemara says for Rabbi Yehuda that in the case of the shnei batim, the shnei tzidei rishis harabim, you have two rigorous, bona fide mechitzas. And if you have two proper bonafide mechitzos, then we're not concerned about Asur Rabim on the third side. Okay, Tosfos explains here, Dibur Maskil Kasha, either because Rabbi Yehuda holds that these mechitzos daraisa, so as long as you have two proper rigorous mechitzos, so then you have a Rishis HaYachim in a Torah, and we're not bothered about the Asur Rabim on the third side. Or, it tells us theoretically, even if Rabbi Yehuda were to hold that Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa, it could be that we don't say Asur Rabim, as long as two of the Mechitzas are strong Mechitzas, even if the third one is a weaker one, maybe you don't say Asur Rabim on the third one. But either way, Tosfos says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a difference between where you have two solid Mechitzas, and the passive Yerov's case, where you don't have two solid mechitzas, you just have these funny diundin that are serving as brackets on the corners. One second, Michael. And then, Gemara says, Drabbanan, Drabbanan, Lokasha, Hacha ika shame arba mechitzos, Hasam lako shame arba mechitzos. But in the case of the passive Yerov's, you have shame arba mechitzos. You have essentially four mechitzas. They may not be the most rigorous mechitzas, but they are four halakhic mechitzas. As opposed to the Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidei Rishis Harabim, where you don't have four halakhic mechitzas, and there the Rabbanu would say, Asu Rabim Umavatli Mechista. Michael.
So, just to understand, what is, so as long as you have four walls, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have zero walls. So what is this finite wall? And over here, it's not so clear. So when I first read this case, I understood the case a little bit different than you. But still, I understand what's the wall that exists around.
I mean, what's the shame dal mechitzas?
Yes.
These shame dal mechitzas means you have four halakhic mechitzas. If you have four halakhic mechitzas, then lo asur rabim. even if they're not mechitzos shlemos, but they're halachic mechitzos. In the case of shnei batei v'shnei tzidei v'shevem, you don't have four halachic mechitzos.
I find it interesting for the Chum, we're saying it has four walls, but for Rabbi Yehuda, it has zero walls, quote unquote.
Hasibiros, that has shein dal mechitzos, and shein dal mechitzos is stronger than two full mechitzos, according to Chum. Halachically speaking, you have dal mechitzos.
You're saying shein dal mechitzos is stronger than two actual mechitzos.
That's what the Chum holds, correct.
But not according to Rabbi Yehuda, he wouldn't say that. Dalit Shein Mechitzos is the same, is as strong as two Dalit Mechitzos.
Correct. Meaning, according to... Right, according to the Chachamim, you would say, Asir Rabim by two Mechitzos. And that's what Tosu points out in Davavim Beis, Dibra Maskel Va'amar Rava, that the Chachamim's Shein Dalit Mechitzos and Rabbi Yehuda's Beis Mechitzos are functionally equivalent. But what does seem to emerge from here is that even according to Chachamim, that strictly speaking our Mishnah hold lo asu rabim v'atlam l'chista, even according to Chachamim, there may be a tier in which they would agree that asu rabim v'atlam l'chista. Even though the Chachamim of lo asu rabim v'atlam l'chista fame will agree that there could be a tier where we do say asu rabim v'atlam l'chista. So fundamentally, everyone may agree on some level that there may be an application of Asir Rabim. That emerges more clearly from Tosas Andav Kaf Beis Amid Beis. Tosfos on Dafka Bezam Bez Ibn Maskel Dilma is bothered by the following kasha. So the Gemara here is to pick up where we left off at the bottom of Bezam and Aleph. The Gemara quotes a Memra, the Shem of Yochanan, that Eretz Yisrael, you're not chayiv on for Mishum Rishis HaRabim. There's no chayiv Rishis HaRabim on Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, why? What's that talking about? What's the reason? The Gemara asks, the top of Amid Beis, Ilim Mishum Demakiv Lassilmo Ditzor Mehak Yisa Umachtana Degagam Mehak Yisa. So if you're going to tell me that Eretz Yisrael is different because there are certain natural borders that constitute halakhic mechitzos on either side, Bavel Nami Makav Laparath Mehak Yisa V'Tigalas Mehak Yisa. Bavel also is surrounded by rivers, and the rivers may constitute Olavim Mechisa, and the Kulyama Nami Makav Lakainis, and the whole world is surrounded by the Atlantic Ocean. And then maybe that also constitutes Olavim Mechisa. So it can't be that the reason Rabbi Yochanan has this name of, that Eretz Yisrael is not a Chesaradim, is because it's surrounded by natural boundaries, but the whole world is surrounded by natural boundaries. The first answer is Dilma Malas and Mordas Kamar. Maybe we're talking about Dafka, the areas where there's a certain elevation or a certain incline. We saw this Rashi previously. The Rashi says because it's lo nicha drisa, it's not considered just around for that reason. And then the Gemara goes on to try to figure out what the basis of this statement of Rabbi Yochanan is. But on that line, if Dilma Malos and Mordas Gamar, maybe we're talking about an area of an incline, where it's not Nichat HaShvishtei, or it's not easily accessed by the Rabbim, and therefore not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Tosfos asks, Dibra Maskel Dilma V'Tema, Dil Rabbanan Kol Eretz Yisrael Tasa Rosh Hashanah Yachid Ay De Silma Ditzor V'Maktana Degeder V'Bavol Nami D'Maktapa Degeles V'Low Asu Rabbim V'Mevatle Nechitza. So according to the Chachamim of Lo Asu Rabim, I'm going to start reading the beginning of Tosfos together. Tosfos says the Daf of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara's rejection here that maybe Malus and Mordos are not a Rishus or Rabbin, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. In the first time of the Sama, okay, Yeshua of Yisrael Hayah, that Yeshua designated certain areas to be privately owned and not considered to be a Rishus or Rabbin. And that was unique to Eretz Yisrael in the aftermath of the Kibbutz V'chiluk. About the Chutz La'aretz Chayiv. But in Chutz La'aretz, you would be Chayiv on such areas. And Tosus assumes that that is dependent on our Mapokasim. Tosus assumes that's only a Levi Derev Yehuda, that Osir Rabbi Rabbi Mechista. Even if you have an area that has an incline that is somewhat set aside, but if it's accessible to the public, then the public will walk there, and that will create a Bittul Mechisa. Aval Rabbanan, Afila B'chutz La'aretz Pater, Dela Osir Rabbi Mechisa. But why do we say, according to the Rabbanan, that even in Chutz La'aretz, any area that's going to be open to public walking is subject to Asir Rabbi Bala Mechitza, and therefore not a Rishus Hayakid. The Tema. The Rabbanon Kalaitz is all to Asir Rishus Hayakid, Ayyid Eshom and the Tzor, Umachnas of the Gedder, that if you say Lo Asir Rabbi Bala Mechitza. So why do we say that as the Gemara Tavamina, that all of Eretz Yisrael should be considered a Rishus HaYachid because it's surrounded by natural boundaries. Above all, Nami Demakapa Digelis, below us, Rabbim, Mavala Mechista. The Tosus answer is the Ishlomar, De Mechitza She'ena Asuya Bide Adam, Lo Chashiva Mechitza Kulehai. That a naturally made Mechitza, a Mechitza Bide Shemayim, a mechitza that's not man-made is not as rigorous a mechitza as a man-made mechitza. The afilu rabbanon modu de asu rabbim v'al mechitza. So even the rabbanon that hold in general lo asu rabbim v'al mechitza will agree that when it comes to a mechitza bidei shamayim, that asu rabbim v'al mechitza. So Eretz Yisrael, or Babel for that matter, is not considered a rishus ha-yachid, because even though there are natural boundaries, the natural boundaries are traversed by traffic, and the rabbanon will agree in that situation, asu rabbim b'mevatle mechista. Okay, so here's the tzir, where Tosfos suggests that even according to the rabbanon, who in general hold lo asu rabbim b'mevatle mechista, there will be a tzir where the rabbanon agree asu rabbim b'mevatle mechista. So far, so good. Why was Esther the queen of 127 provinces? What's Rebbe Akiva? Now, the Ritva. Better question. The Ritva has a different yisha to Tosfos and Kasha. The Ritva doesn't seem to distinguish between a mechitza bidei adam and a mechitza bidei shamayim. Tosfos here just said that a mechitza bidei shamayim is going to be subject to us, rabbi, even according to the Chachamim. The Ritva gives a different tariff. Why is it that Eretz Yisrael is not considered Shesayafi because of the natural boundaries, or Babel, or any other area for that matter? The Ritva writes that Mechisos only work to be makif an area kol sheroa atmo tocha Mechisos. That you have to sense, you have to perceive yourself as being within the enclosure of the Mechisos. The Ritva here, Dibur Maskul Hadamakif, that's like the Ramban of the Afnun Tes. The Ramban of one Teretz had that line. Kol she'ein ha-mechitza nireis la'omdin be'emsa, ve'ein ikeres lahem. That any situation in which the mechitza is not perceptible to the person standing within the mechitza, it's not nikkur, ein ba toras mechitza. So that's not considered a halakhically valid mechitza that's going to be makir, that's going to create a hetzer tiltel, if the person standing inside isn't conscious of the fact that he is within the mechitzas. Now, the Tosfos Lefaneinu sounds like Tosfos makes a simple distinction between a mechitza bidei Adam and a mechitza bidei Shemayim. That if the person is within a mechitza bidei Shemayim, then even the Chachamim agree that Osir Rabdim u'mevatle mechitza. Tosfos Rosh, however, has a qualification here. Tosfos Rosh writes, the mechitza she'eina asiya bidei Adam behekef gadol kazeh. So in the Tosfos Rosh's formulation, the chisaron mechitza bidei shemayim is only where the area that's surrounded is big enough that you don't view yourself as being toch hamechitzas. Meaning the Ritva doesn't distinguish between the Ritva presumably doesn't distinguish between mechitza bidei Adam and mechitza bidei Shemayim. The Ritva says that the kovei is whether you view yourself as being toch hamechitza. According to the Tosfos Rosh, even within Tosfos, Tosfos' exclusion of mechitza bidei Shemayim is only where you don't view yourself as being toch hamechitza. So mechitza bidei Adam is always going to be a mechitza according to Tosfos, and a mechitza bidei Shemayim, alibi de Tosfos Rosh, will be a mechitza if you view yourself as toch hamechitzos, but if it's a hekev gadol, will not be a mechitza.
It's an or combination or an and?
According to Tosfos Rosh, it's a...
It's either bidei, if it's bidei Shemayim or if it's too large.
Other way around. No, the other way around. According to Tosfos Rosh, if it's bidei Adam, it will always be a good mechitza. And if it's bidei Shemayim, it will be a good mechitza if you view yourself as toch hamechitzas. According to the Ritva, it sounds like the criterion is whether it's bidei, whether you view yourself toch hamechitzas or not. You take a look at the Mishnah Berurah and Be'er Halacha, the beginning of Simen Shin Mem Vav. Dibra Maskil, it's the second piece in the beginning of Shimen Vav, Yumaskil Karpev. So the Mishnah Berurah outlines each sheet of the Rishonim, Tosfos, the Ritva, and the Ramban. Now the Magen Avraham, it sounds like, did not understand like the Tosfos Rosh within Tosfos. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Sifkat and Kuf Yud Ches. Simen Shin Samach Gimel Sifkat and Kuf Yud Ches quotes a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Knesset Yecheskel. That one of our coming attractions will be the Sugya of Karpef. So if you have an area that is lo hukaf ledira, that is surrounded by mechitzos, but not for the purpose of dwelling, and that area is more than a base of sayim, more than 50 by 100 amos, so min ha-Torah, that's a Rishis HaYachid, but midrabanan, we treat that as a carmelis, that's what's called a karpef. So the Mishnah Berurah there quotes in the Magen Avraham that according to this Tosfos, if you have a mechitza bidei shemayim, then osur rabim will be operative, even if the area enclosed is less than a beis hasayim. And even if it's a pretty small area, we would still say osur rabim if it's a mechitza bidei shemayim. So if you have natural boundaries in a small area, even less than a beis hasayim, we would say osur rabim. So that sounds like it's against Tosfos Rosh. Tosfos Rosh is assuming that even according to Tosfos, if you view yourself as being toch hamechitzos, that would be a good mechitza. The Mishnah Berurah seems to go like the Achronim that argue on the Magen Avraham, Knesset Yechezkel and others, and he's partial to that approach. What is the shear of Roa Atma Tocha Mechitzos? So the Nishmas of Ram has a suggestion. In Simon Bantas Os Beis, the Chayadim suggests, based on Gemara Bechoros, Gemara Bechoros has a line that a shepherd is considered to be within the view of the sheep if he's within 16 mil, so that if the area that your makif is less than 16 mil, that's considered to be toch hamechitzos. So that's a pretty large area. Most of us probably wouldn't see sheep 60 mil away, but at some point in history, it sounds like vision was better, at least out of the open plains where there wasn't anything to obstruct the view. So even if we assume, and the Mishnah Berurah isn't clear how he passed on this machlokas rishonim, but if you assume that a mechitza needs, in order for mechitza to work, you have to be roa asmo toch ha-mechitzas, so if you operate with the Nishmas Avram's tez zayin mil, then in most situations you should be okay.
Who is
that Nishmas Avram? Nishmas Avram is the Chai Adam's, sorry, Nishmas Adam. Sorry, Nishmas Adam, the Chai Adam's Benoz. Okay. But at least what you see according to Tosfos is the possibility that according to Chachamim there may be situations where Asur Rabim is operative. I'll have to expand on that next time. As we discuss whether Asur Rabim applies only to areas that are otherwise defined as Rishus Rabim, and then we'll have to discuss how we assume Lahalacha and the effect on whether you need Delasos Neulos, Delasos at all, and whether a Tzuras HaPesach could work to be Makiv or Rishus Rabim. So we will resume with that after the Amitav Mirz Hashem. I think the next Kabura will be the Monday after Sukkot, and the basic game plan